U.S. Homeland Security officials say the main lesson they learned from a massive counterterrorism exercise last May is that officials have to improve the way they communicate with each other. Federal authorities say they're trying to fix this and other problems noted in a report on the drill, which was called Top Off 2. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The $16 million exercise was the largest ever conducted by the government. It involved two simulated terror attacks, a fake explosion of a radioactive dirty bomb in downtown Seattle, and a simultaneous pneumonic plague attack in Chicago. The purpose was to see how officials at all levels of government would handle several crises at once and to figure out what needs to be done to improve the nation's ability to respond to future attacks. Michael Brown is Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness and Response at the Federal Department of Homeland Security, which oversaw the exercise. He says there were several times during the five-day drill when authorities didn't act as quickly as they might have and didn't have all the information they could have used.
The outward communications plus the internal communications of how we work interagency and intergovernmental are probably the number one thing that we need to address.
A summary of the department's report says some officials were uncertain about what to do when the nation's color-coded alert system was raised to the highest level, which is red. There were also problems with phone and fax transmissions and with figuring out exactly where the radioactive plume caused by the explosion in Seattle was headed. Details had to be worked out in Chicago about who got the first wave of drugs to deal with the plague attack, and some hospitals had insufficient staff to handle hundreds of casualties. Cortez Trotter, executive director of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications, says the city realized very quickly it didn't have direct access to classified information from Washington.
We do have here in the city of Chicago other secured lines that we could use, but we were not able to get a direct connection from our Joint Operations Center to the Department of Homeland Security, something that they have rectified.
Trotter and other officials involved in the exercise say they were generally pleased with how things went. They say there were major improvements over a similar exercise held in 2000, called Top Off 1, when a mock bioterror attack in Denver caused widespread confusion. But Michael Greenberger, a former Justice Department official who worked on Top Off 1 and now heads the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security, says he's disappointed how little progress has been made. He says state and local emergency responders still don't have the equipment they need, and in some cases, things are in worse shape than they were before the attacks of 9/11.
For example, the inability of the Chicago hospitals to respond to the surge capacity are problems that we have throughout the nation. They are not being addressed, and we are in a very, very bad shape should there be a nationwide or a serious localized bioterrorist or other kind of terrorist attack.
Homeland Security officials say the whole purpose of the exercise was to find weaknesses in the system so they can be fixed. They say there will be more such exercises to come. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.